Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Have you learned to see with your eyes closed? If you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, learning to see with your eyes closed may advance you quite quickly to where you're hoping to go. Just last week, this question came to mind as I found myself sitting at a memorial service right here, close to where I live, for a man I never met, whose identity I never knew, but whose wife was an acquaintance of mine through a women's breakfast group that I attend usually once a month. I know the woman relatively on social terms, but one thing I knew about her was that she was always looking to share her talents and to work with other people to help them grow. And for that reason, when I learned that her husband had passed away, I felt very deeply that I needed to drive down and go to this memorial service. It wasn't until I was sitting at the service that I realized why I was there. I want to share with you some of the remarks that were spoken of regarding the gentleman who had passed away, this woman's husband. First of all, it was a second marriage, and so this gentleman's daughter from his first marriage was one of the first people I met. And I said to her, "Can you tell me a little bit about your dad?" Now, the daughter was probably in her early 40s, very beautiful smile. And she said to me, as soon as I referenced his name, she said, "Well, he was firm but fair. He always meant what he said, and he said what he meant." She said he was a great guide. Not that he was a perfect man, but he was a wonderful dad. She said, "He taught me how to carry myself well and always to remember my last name and to be proud of it." And I want to give you some of the other remarks that were shared at this memorial about this gentleman. One man got up and he said, "You know, he's been a lifelong friend since we were just 12. He said the guy was an entrepreneur and a great organizer. He spoke about him as organizing baseball teams when he was just a young boy. And a nephew got up and he just happened to give a poem by Maya Angelou. And the final remark was the one he wanted people to remember this gentleman by. He said, "People will never forget how you made them feel. And that was how my uncle always made me feel. He always made me feel good." There was also another person that spoke, and it happened to be the wife, the woman that I knew. She said, "This was my one true love. And in him, I was able to learn love firsthand. The man was wonderful, kind, and he taught me how to love. He would play with my daughter after work when he would get home." She said, "Believe it or not, I proposed to him. And when I did, my daughter jumped out from behind me and said, 'Will you marry us?'" She was a little girl at the time. She said, "He was a man of great respect, and he always had a good sense of humor. He had a wonderful work ethic, and he was a jokester." She said he was like a walking encyclopedia, especially when it came to topics of medicine and food. But also, she said, "In the end, he made me the person I am today." She had been with this gentleman for 17 years. Now, there was one other person that spoke, and it was the wife's brother. And he said, "My brother-in-law came into our lives. He broke our hearts so that we would all be healed. He said, 'I came to know him as a man of a lot of love. He was a wise man, and he will always remain in our hearts.'" Now, here's the interesting thing. I gave you, just like I heard, all the remarks that were shared about the man who had just passed, a man I never met. Here was the interesting surprise. This man was a black man, age 64. His wife was a white woman, aged 44. Normally, if we were to look at people, we tend to look at people through our eyes, through various lenses that we are shown throughout our lives, and how interesting life becomes and how differently we see things when we end up seeing without our natural vision. When I was sitting at that service, there was one other thing that came to mind, and it was known as dancing with my eyes closed. Those of you who follow me may know that in my book series, The Art of Happiness, the very first story I ever wrote was about my learning how to dance at almost age 50. And it's a funny story, but it was all about exiting our comfort zones. And in my story, I share about all the challenges I had of overcoming mental baggage I carried that kept me really from learning how to dance. What's not included in my book, but what I immediately remembered last week leaving the memorial service, was that in one of my early dance classes, we were told to take a partner and close our eyes. Now, surprisingly, the moment that I closed my eyes and started dancing, dancing became so much more natural. I don't know exactly where you are today. I don't know what you have been trained to see with your natural vision. But ask yourself, when you have a few moments in time, what it would be like to see with your eyes closed. How much more love, how much more abundance, and how much freer and more at peace might you be if you could see with your eyes closed? Actually, what happens is that when our eyes close, we end up seeing with a great and unified heart. We see people not as they appear on the outside, but we see them from their heart. And in so doing, we end up seeing our own heart too. Well, that's been my thought for you today. But before we go, let's listen in on one other person who's going to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hello, my name is Guy Joquin. I am the executive director of UNESCO Center for Peace. I like to see myself as a global citizen, even though I was born in Cameroon, which is in the middle of Africa. What do? My life has been dedicated to build peace in the mind of people, as stated in the Charter of UNESCO. So anytime I can do that by getting people to see what I see, by helping people to see the big picture about bringing the world together and making a better place, I'm very happy. And that's exactly what makes me happy, helping people make the world a better place.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.